It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, there
good
it is.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing, young man? Ooh, I can't open that.
Well, the question is, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy.
I didn't really want to bring it up on the air, but it's... I mean, I've called in some grief counselors for you. I mean, I know you're going through a tough time, you know.
What for now?
Well... Ever since Taco Bell closed last spring, you're no longer 10 steps away from a gordita.
Hey, speaking of steps.
Well, no, I'm. We got to talk about this. Are you doing all right, though? I mean...
It's tough stuff.
Don't change the subject.
I'm scared.
You know, what do you do?
I'm in fear.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the classic Seinfeld when Kenny Rogers Roasters closed outside Kramer's window and he's hanging out the window. Kenny, come back. It was kind of like that with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
I was just at your office window, though. I mean, your office window
is
closer.
It is a little closer. Yeah. Yes, it is.
I got some steps going in and out of there. And I'm going to have to remove those.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Yeah, I guess you're just going to have to learn to cope. Bring your own lunch, I guess.
You know, I could go down to Gumby's, down at Jones's.
Yeah? What is he serving?
I don't know. Maybe just get his lunchbox.
Ramen noodles or maybe?
Probably, knowing my luck.
SpaghettiOs with meatballs?
Yes. Somebody. Or maybe John at Napa. I wonder what he brings for lunch.
I don't know.
They usually have good stuff down there.
I have a can of SpaghettiOs with meatballs, but I looked on the bottom of the can because I was tempted the other day. It was one of those
days. How old was it?
Well, it said it expired in April of this year.
Oh, that's good to go.
I think it's probably good to go, isn't it?
Did you eat it?
No, I didn't eat it. I just was worried. You know, I thought
maybe, that's good to go.
Maybe I'd give you a serving of it first.
Just a small bit?
Yeah, just see what
does it have meat in it? Does it have meatballs?
Yeah, it's got spaghetti. Well, I guess it's meat. I don't know.
Does it have the substance that looks like meat in it?
Yes, it does. What are you doing?
I tell you, boy, I tell you what a day.
Mm-hmm, beautiful. Calm before the storm. Yep. You know, summer arrives, and then it's going to really arrive this weekend.
Yeah, and you know what? It's supposed to rain this weekend, though, isn't it?
Not Saturday and Sunday.
I'm praying for that.
But when you get that kind of heat, you never know.
So Henry, in his wisdom, didn't volunteer. He's doing an American Legion tournament.
Oh.
Yeah, can't wait for that. Yeah, six games on Saturday and three on Sunday.
Well, drink plenty of water.
I'm looking not forward to this at all.
No. You should have, like, water bottles on both of your heads. You know, those straws that, those straw hats that you can
and I'm back here.
Put beverages up there on your head.
All the pitchers would try to hit them off my head.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, well, congratulations on that.
Nice job.
Nice job.
Nice job, yeah. Today's Quizzy Poo Day.
Yeah, what's it on today, by
today
the way?
Today is just a little bit of everything, but, you know, I had it ready for last week, so I'm wondering if you actually cheated and went into my office and found it.
Nope, I would never do that.
Okay. Mm-mm. Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, Ola. Eagles can move each eye independently, giving them a full 360-degree field of vision to spot prey in every direction at once. Eagles can move each eye independently, giving them a full 365 field of vision to spot prey in every direction at once. Yes, I read it right the first time.
I never knew that about Don Henley and Joe Walsh and Timothy B. Schmidt. Those guys can see that well.
Not those Eagles.
Oh, not those Eagles.
My goodness. Not those Eagles. Have you been studying all in class?
Yeah, I have.
What, record labels?
I've always studied the wrong thing.
Here we go.
All right.
Eagles can spot fish swimming near the water's surface. Eagles can spot fish swimming near the water's surface from hundreds of feet in the air. Their eyes filter glare and enhance detail with extreme sharpness, like driving a drone camera with high-resolution vision.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Number three. All the gold on Earth originated during Earth's core formation and was produced by volcanic processes within the planet's mantle.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Number four. Some of the gold found on Earth is older than the planet itself, formed in neutron star collisions billions of years before Earth existed. I dug deep for these.
Yeah. All the gold in California.
Did you get it? Dug deep?
I did.
Yeah, there's a pun there.
I tried.
And then you just sang.
I had a song in my head.
Because all U.S. currency is tracked through digital banking systems, economists can account for nearly all of the $1.5 trillion in cash currently in circulation.
Okay.
All right. Are you saying this is a tough quiz, Phil?
Well, it's not what I had in mind.
Apparently, I'm supposed to be working off the Eagles record.
Yeah, exactly.
Chuck E. Cheese's real name is Charles Entertainment Cheese.
You know, I was always scared of him.
Why?
Well, I don't know. A big, you know, I'd be eating, sitting there eating my pizza, and all of a sudden he'd come out and walk around and scare me.
Does he still do that?
Yeah, I'd have to eat my pizza under the table.
Probably do that anyway. Get under the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Phil, yep. This is June telling you.
Yeah, right.
Either take it to the car or get underneath the table.
Right. Well, I want to still go play games, though.
Oh.
You know, get little tickets and then turn them in for... I don't know.
Maybe. Like a little rubber stamp that works like three times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, good idea.
Good for you. In 1978, a town in Minnesota held a Send Your Skeleton to College parade to raise awareness for calcium deficiency.
This is a weird quiz, man. It's weird.
Well, it's all over the place.
Hey, it is.
All right. It's illegal to enter some hillbilly festivals unless you play the banjo or chew tobacco. Pea Ridge, Arkansas got its name because the town was founded on the ridge where wild peas grew so big locals claimed that it could feed the entire country with just one harvest.
Oh, boy.
While chewing tobacco.
These are playing the banjo.
Sextonville, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Once held a cheese roll race where participants chased cheese of wheels down a hill. The winner got to keep the cheese.
Wow. Man. I don't know where you found this quiz. But
send it away.
Late night eating ramen noodles and searching the web. It sounds like you've found.
We're going to reverse these, Phil.
Really?
We're going to go from 10 to 1.
Oh, all right.
All right. Sextonville, Wisconsin once held a cheese roll where race participants chased wheels of cheese down a hill. The winner got to keep the cheese.
It's got to be false.
It's false. While cheese is a big deal in Sextonville, Wisconsin, Sextonville, Wisconsin hasn't hosted a cheese rolling race yet.
Well,
but hey,
there aren't very many hills.
They may be in their next event planned if Phil and Junie could get it going.
Okay, yeah, right. We'd have to make some, you know, throw some dirt down, make some hills, I guess.
Number nine, Pea Ridge, Arkansas got its name because the town was founded on a ridge where wild peas grew so big, locals claimed they could feed the entire country with just one harvest.
I don't think that's true.
Well, it's not. While Pea Ridge is named after wild peas in the era, there's no record of them being a giant enough to feed the whole country. That would be pretty impressive. Number eight. It's illegal to wear some hillbilly to enter some hillbilly festivals unless you can play the banjo or chew tobacco.
That's got to be false.
It is false. While playing the banjo and chewing tobacco are iconic hillbilly stereotypes, no festival actually requires you to do either of them to join the fun.
Sure.
Number seven. In 1978, a town in Minnesota held a Send Your Skeleton to College parade to raise awareness for calcium deficiency. True or false?
That's got to be false.
It is. Exclamation. That's one made up, but it sounds like something a Minnesotan might try in February. That reminds me of the Greenland joke you told the other day. Where were you on the night of March, November 18th through March 18th? Chuck E. Cheese's yes. real name is Charles Entertainment Cheese.
That's got to be true.
It is true. You're 5 for 5, buddy.
Charles Cheese.
Because of the U.S. currency is tracked through digital banking, system economists can account for nearly all of the $1.5 trillion in cash currently in circulation.
I said false.
It is false. Here's why. While digital transactions are traceable, most physical cash is not.
Okay.
Here's the shocking truth about cash. 85% of U.S. paper currency, especially large denominations of like $100 bills, is unaccounted for and often held overseas or in private stashes.
Ha!
85%.
That is crazy.
No wonder I can't get a raise.
And it's hard to find pennies anymore. People are hoarding them.
They are hoarding them. Some of the gold found on Earth is older than the planet itself, formed in neutron star collisions billions of years before Earth existed.
True?
It is true.
Woo-hoo! Boy, I'm on a roll here.
What are you got? 7 for 7 or 8 for 8?
Yeah. 7.
Wow. What number was that one?
That was, well...
4.
4.
All right, now we're going 3. All the gold on Earth originated during Earth's core formation and produced by volcanic processes within the planet's mantle.
I'm going to say that's false.
It is false. While some gold moved into the Earth's crust through geological processes, much of it was delivered by meteorites containing gold that originated and formed in neutron star collisions billions of years before the Earth existed.
I knew that.
Yes. And they can understand this, but they can't cure my athlete's foot.
No.
That's just crazy.
I don't know if anybody can.
All right. All right, buddy.
8 in a row, baby.
Eagles can spot fish swimming near the water's surface from hundreds of feet in the air. Their eyes filter glare and enhance detail with extreme sharpness, like a living drone camera with high-resolution vision.
True.
It is true.
Woo-hoo! Nine in a row.
Do you want to change your number one answer?
I think I should. Because you've never gone backwards before like this, so I'm thinking.
No, but if you want to change it, I'll let you change it. Once in a while. What? I don't want to know what you did, but do you want to change it or do you want to keep your original answer?
I'm going to keep my original answer.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Dadgummit, Phil. Eagles can move each eye independently, giving them a full 365-degree field of vision to spot prey in every direction at once.
True.
It's false.
Oh! I knew it. I knew it. Why didn't I? Oh, I should have taken the opportunity to change it. You've never gone backwards before, so I knew something.
Here's
had
the explanation.
To be
Eagles have forward-facing eyes like humans and cannot move them independently. However, they have an incredibly wide field of view around 340 degrees thanks to the head movement and eye placement. Now, the reason I got on this eagle kick here is I saw a picture of this eagle with it. It was explaining the eyes on it, so I come up with two questions about it. They're impressive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So do you want to change your number one answer?
No.
I gave you an opportunity.
I know you did. It's been since March since I've had a fridge hanger.
And that's still up in discussion.
Yeah.
So.
And I believe that was a music one, too.
Yes, it was. I think it was who come up with the first song for rap.
Yeah, but I got it right.
No.
Yeah, it's on the fridge.
No, because you got it half right. You know, because you said, I said song, but you said lyric.
Huh. Well, something like that.
Nice job, though. That's a tough
nine.
Quiz.
It was tough. And that stupid one I thought I had right.
I gave you an opportunity.
I know you did. I know you did, and I didn't take it.
Buddy, have a good day, everybody. Be kind.
That's Hank.